Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana, and we have a lot to talk about, including a lot of pop culture stuff. But first, what's up with you guys? We saw you on Tuesday, so that was fun.
Was that Tuesday?
Yeah.
What day is it?
Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
Right, we saw each other in person.
Oh, yeah, we hanged. We hung. Yeah, no, I know. We didn't hang. We didn't hanged. Sorry.
Hung out? We hung out on
we had a hang.
As Aileen, who's becoming a Long Island mom, would say, we hooked up.
The girlfriends hooked up.
Oh, my God. I remember being like a teenager and being weirded out that adults would call it hooking up because there was also the other hooking up. And it's like, are like you saying moms. I hooked up?
Yeah. Go hook up with your girlfriend.
I've never said that though. So like, I don't know why you're making the audience feel like I'm this fucking loser.
I'm only saying that because you were like, hanged. And then I was
we had a hang. Did we hung, you know, hang hung who? I don't know. Either way, we had fun. This is so exciting for the audience to hear all the details. let's get into some pop culture stories. What do you think?
Let's do it. What should we talk about first? You are all abuzz about Britney Spears this morning.
I'm
so
abuzz.
Let's start there.
I really like that phrase. I'm abuzz. Okay. I went deep into, I like caught some TikToks last night about Britney Spears.
You changed the TikTok channel.
I tuned in to another hole of the talk, and I was given a video about how Britney, there's theories among some people, some Britney fans, that Britney is actually not free. Like, she's actually not as free as they're making her seem to be. And the evidence to support it, not that there's like facts out there, this is all like obviously speculation, but it was also speculated like all of the things that were going on while she was in her conservatorship that turned out to be true, right? And this is also coming from, I saw this one girl post a TikTok about it, but she was getting the info from House and Habit, you know, the one that posted all the stuff about Armie Hammer, right? That was her?
I don't know what she was involved in, but
she posts all the Amber Heard trial information.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know if she's credible, probably not, but the evidence is that... The information to support it, let's just say that, is like the weird thing is the whole like Jason Alexander like coming to the wedding, and like no one really like explored like why did he like try to break into the wedding, and people are thinking that like actually maybe they were trying to like save Britney because they're saying that Sam is not like a good actor here in this, which we have said before in the
past.
You mean
a good actor, not like he's good at acting.
Yeah, like he's a bad actor. Yeah, like not an act like by trade. Like he's a bad guy. He's not all in for the love. On the wrong side of the story. And other things to support it are like, Britney's wedding was weird. Why is she still living in her house? Why weren't they allowed to come to the wedding? And like, there was like this thing about like her, she's claiming that she's doing an album with Elton John, but then they like surfaced a tweet from like back in the day where she was like recording with Elton. And it was like, maybe this is something that was old that was recorded. Also, the woman, there's like a time for care or something that was placed in her like conservatorship, like transition. But the main woman is still in charge of the estate or whatever. But I was just like thinking about it, and it does, things just feel also. Oh, the other thing was that like her cat, she's still not like doing any lives. She's not doing anything like filming herself talking about anything. she's really just, there's some stories. Like there was one of her at a bar and that was really it. And everything else is just static captions. And then there was another story to support that there's like some, still a lot of people that are like signed into her Facebook and you can see that, which Facebook like automates like Instagram or whatever.
I've seen it.
You know, yeah, we have to talk about the conversation we had off after we pressed stop recording, which we wish we were recording last week. But anyway, these are all things that are swirling the interweb. And I just thought it was interesting to think about that, like, actually, maybe she's not as free as they say.
I think that's an interesting theory, meaning, like, there's still, I believe that they could still be, like, having ways to exert control just because, you know, I mean, regardless of whether or not she's under conservatorship or and deserves to be or doesn't deserve to be, I think she clearly needs some form of treatment. So I guess maybe they're trying to like maintain that control while she's technically free. My question about this video is like, do they think that the conservatorship is not actually over? Like how are they saying this works with like the conservatorship being quote over?
That like Sam is still like controlling her.
Well, we did think that back in the day.
Yeah, no, but still, like she's still being controlled by the strings from the people who like kind of own her stuff. She keeps posting the red thing. Have you seen that? She's posting just the red square. She keeps posting the roses, which is like a sign of she kept posting that she's not free. But then the other side of the theory was that like some people are saying it seems she maybe is just really struggling. She might be bipolar, like things like that. But
that's kind of my feeling. It's like she was always posting things that seemed like off. So she's continuing to do that.
While under the conservatorship as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's, I don't know.
So it's still the same.
I want to see the video.
Feel different. It doesn't really feel that different. And she does keep posting that red stuff, which has been like a sign of her asking for help.
Is she supposed to be in like a transition out of the conservatorship? I thought that was kind of part of like the whole thing.
Potentially.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like these things aren't linear. So it's not like one day she's like completely unfree and then one day she's completely adjusted and free. So I'm sure it's an adjustment. And yeah, I think she's like a little bit of a zany personality.
Why hasn't she done an interview? Why hasn't she gone like live and talked about her stuff?
Maybe she doesn't want to do that.
No, she definitely
she keeps
does want
posting.
To do that.
Maybe she prefers writing.
She
no, she 100%. I think she definitely the whole thing was that she wanted to like, I think, be more like open. I think that's actually a good point. Why hasn't
that's
she done
part
an interview? She does still have conflicts with her family.
She keeps posting that like she didn't have control of who came to the wedding. She like didn't know who was invited to her own wedding.
That's a little weird.
There's like just stuff that's weird. And like, why was her wedding? Why was her? She posted this thing that like she wished she could have got married at this one church. And did you see that? And then like, why would she get married at her house? At her house where she's been held sort of captive. Like that's
because
like a big point.
It's like a nice venue. Why did Paris Hilton get married at her, you know, her family's
the other,
house?
There was it's very conspiracy. Like
I need to see this video.
It's like very much connecting two dots that aren't, there could be so much between those two dots, but I've just been sort of like thinking.
Wait, question about Jason Alexander. Why do they think that means that she's not free? Like, what is that tie?
He was trying to like save her. He was trying to disrupt the wedding and say like, this is all bullshit. Like, that's the idea. Like that, what, why would he all of a sudden come and out of nowhere that this happened, you know?
I guess. I mean, that could be a lot of reasons.
One thing that's definitely true is that there's a lot more about this situation than I think the public has any idea about.
Totally.
Like, on the high level thing, like a lot more that goes on behind the scenes. Some of it, which is probably impure or like stuff that would make you feel weird. But
like what?
I don't know. Like, I'm sure like she's like, I don't know. Like, I see her being a character like off. We only see her on Instagram. That's what she presents herself. And we all present ourselves on Instagram. But like, I'm sure there's a lot more to her. I'm sure there's a lot more to the husband. I'm sure there's a lot more to the whole thing that no one has any idea about. And it's like, once you, because you wouldn't be able to fully get the nuances of anyone's life off of just Instagram posts. Like, you just can't really know who anyone is. Even like an influencer who like pretends to share their whole life, there's all so much that goes on off camera that's like about who they really are that you don't really know what it is. So I think this is definitely a case of that. And then there's a lot of moving parts behind the scenes of like a lot of different people involved. So I feel like we have no idea what like is really happening there.
Yeah, I think about it as like a puzzle, but you only have like half the pieces and you're trying to like see the full image with while half the pieces are missing. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that they're like, I mean, if you think about the sort of unsavory things that we know, I imagine that there are like many more really scary situations that have happened at various times and like things that people have done that we just have no clue about. And I don't know. The family clearly has a lot of troubled people in it. It's very apparent.
Yeah. I just don't think it's going to be like a black and white answer of like, this is what's happening, this is what's not happening. Like, there's probably just elements of like a lot of different things going on, which is like tougher to process than
I just really want her to sit down with Oprah. And like, I just want her to like talk.
I kind of feel like that would not be it. Like, just given the way that she presents herself online, I don't necessarily feel like that would be the best thing for her to do for her own image. Like, I could see her maybe saying some stuff that maybe she wouldn't want to say.
I don't think anyone in this is like a particularly reliable narrator. Let's like,
yeah, fat actors and unreliable narrators is the biography of the Britney Spears story.
Sam would be interesting to sit with Oprah because, you know, you at least know that he sort of has like full, I guess, possession of what he's saying, you know?
The other thing that they say is that like something is weird with like Sam's whole job. Like, he was always like posting like these ads, and anytime he posts
his job
an ad,
is her.
She posts a nude.
Maybe he asks her to.
Why?
It gets more clicks.
I remember like before I went into this deep dive, there was like, I remember seeing casually that like she posted a picture at like, and then somebody figured out the background of the photo was actually like a hotel that she had been to in the past. Like, that wasn't like where she is now. And she was just posting that then. It was just like a timeline glitch. And it's just like there's like little tiny things that people find, but I feel like nobody can connect the dots again. And like you said, there's something bigger or worse going on.
It's also like not all of it, I think, is going to be logical.
Right.
To be honest, because of the people involved, it's not going to make sense. Like, what she's doing or what any of them are doing, maybe what her sister and her parents are doing, like, just because we see it doesn't mean that it's like the normal person's motives. Like, if Britney's posting a nude every time he posts an ad, that could literally just be to fuck with him or to with someone, you know?
Maybe.
So,
right.
I mean, I think there is something weird about his job because I think his job is to watch her. Like, it's to be Britney
Spears'
husband.
But he's like trying to prop up his like career, his like his being an actor.
And I'm sure that everyone around him and around her wants him to do that because he needs to look more legit, because otherwise, why would she be married to this guy? And also, how do you think he's getting these things?
Right. That's what I'm saying. The only reason anyone's hiring him is because he's married to Britney Spears, one. And two, he probably also wants to set himself up, if we're thinking about thought, long-term. You know what I mean? Things that are not that pure. Like, yeah, what if they get divorced? Which there's not a small likelihood that they will get divorced. He wants to be able to work after this. I'm sure they have a prenup. Right.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's something.
Anyway, that's what I've been just, you know, and I sent you the TikTok, one of the TikToks of the conspiracy theorists.
Oh, is that? I saw that notification and then I didn't open TikTok.
So. Yeah, I sent it to you and then I fell asleep. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Speaking of, I guess, what people are putting out there or not putting out there, Will Smith released his apology video for slapping Chris Rock. Okay, it was like, I had a few different feelings about it. It was like a solid apology, I will say. He apologized to Chris Rock's mom as well.
Oh.
Because, well, he was basically like, I also didn't think about like all the other people and all the other things that I like messed up by doing this. Like, I think it was Questlove who was actually getting the award. He was like, I kind of ruined that for him. And then he's like, I tried to reach out to Chris Rock and he was like, not ready to speak to me. So basically he said like all the correct PR things that you should say. Like, it was a solid PR apology, I would say. And it didn't seem like non-meaningful, but it also seemed like extremely, like he hit all the talking points he needed to hit. It wasn't like the most organic thing I've ever seen, but it was like, it was good with me. And then one thing at the end, which I thought was interesting and made me think a lot, which I liked about, he was like, I'm trying to like apologize, take ownership for this without like hating myself or without like thinking I'm like a big piece of shit. So like, he's like, that's been a hard part to like navigate, which I think is such an interesting thing about like apologies in general or admitting mistakes, is like, it can feel, I think that's why so many people don't do it, because they feel like if they give a little, then they have to give up their whole identity as someone who is confident or likes themselves or is whatever. Like, that's why it's so hard to apologize, or it's so hard to admit when you've done something wrong, instead of sort of like digging deeper into it, which a lot of people do. So I thought that in particular, I thought was the most interesting thing about the apology, because the rest of it did seem like he literally went through like, here's the questions I've been asked and I'm addressing them. Like, did Jada tell you to do it? Like,
what did he say?
He was like, I'm no, and I'm sorry that like my family has been like involved and asked about this and whatever. Like, why didn't you apologize in your speech? Whatever. Like, a bunch of, you know what I mean? Like, he did like his own Q&A, but it was just him.
Ask me anything. Yes, Will, but ask me.
But ask me I'll answer the things that I want to answer. In the same way that
ask me anything.
Yeah, exactly. But to me, like, the rest of it was like obviously run through many PR crisis management people. I did think it was like, and he's like, it's been 3 months. I've been doing like the work to like figure out what all this means. And like, I wanted to like have a coherent thing. Like, I think it probably could have been done after 1 month, but fine. He's doing the work, whatever. Again, I think all of that was like a PR like blitz, but I did think the last part about hating yourself and apologizing was the most interesting part of the whole thing.
Well, I think I actually feel like it's the fact that he apologized 3 months later, that he's bringing this back up, which is probably against the advice of, like, I'm sure there are many PR managers who would argue, you already apologized, you're not bringing it up again, it's not a good look. The fact that he is willing to bring it up again and, yeah, do a wholesome apology that hits all the points that he wants someone to hit. I think what happens with celebrity apologies is that they don't hit those points, and it makes them seem like they haven't fully reflected on things. And then I think especially because most celebrity apologies come like immediately in the wake of them doing something wrong, when it's almost impossible for them to have fully come to understand.
I agree. That's why I thought about that. That's why I was like, maybe like a month or so. I guess 3 months is like fine.
I don't really have any feelings about like the length of time, like 1 month, 3 months, a year even. Like, I kind of think that there's something like almost like noble in the fact that he's A, willing to bring it up and like expose himself to another round of fresh criticism, which like He is, because he could have been clowned. No,
I don't know.
I do think this is a reputation move. He's trying to save his reputation.
No, sure. But also, I do believe that, like, if he weren't really sorry and he didn't want to say something, I don't think the apology could come through in a real way where he's saying, like, this honest thing about, like, what he's dealing with. And, like, I kind of am willing to believe that, like, yeah, his reputation is going to benefit. But I kind of believe that he is sorry. I genuinely believe that this apology is like a, you know, it has more meaning than the immediate reactionary apology that celebrities make. And then they want it to just go away. And it's like, oh, I apologize. Like, I think him really like coming out and taking ownership is a positive thing. And I think if more celebrities were more reflective on the things they've done wrong, I think that would be a good example.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think he did a good job. I think it makes sense that he did that. And I think both things can be true at the same time. Mm-hmm. Something can be good for how it looks visually, and you could be actually sorry. And also, more than anything, maybe like equally or more than anything else, want to work again and to have people not hate you and to have people talk like and feel better about you, which is, again, his reputation. I think he mentions his reputation in this too. It's like, means a lot to him, obviously. He had a very good one before this.
I'm sure it's impossible, even in his own mind, to parse out like what is guilt that he actually did something wrong versus like what is incentive and like feeling just like you want your good name back. You know, I feel that like it's probably hard for him to even in his own mind determine what the difference in motive is. And like, that's kind of okay. You know,
I agree.
Why wouldn't a person want their good reputation? We all do things that are like...
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, as people who are analyzing it, I think we needed to touch on both elements of
But I think that bringing it up 3 months later doesn't, like, unearth anything. I feel like it was so over-talked about.
If his apology
then,
were bad.
If it were bad, but it was still, I think that people are like, all right, I talked at length about this. I don't need to talk about it anymore. Good, fine, do whatever will. We'll remember it. But like people don't, I don't get a sense that like people other than like the people who are directly affected, like Chris Rock and like the Oscar people and anybody whose awards were then sort of spoiled, that they care. Yeah. He gets to keep his Oscar.
I think the point of the other people who like worked on the movie and now there's this really bad association with it, those are the people he actually knows and really owes an apology to.
Right.
Aside
that's what I'm
from
saying.
Chris Rock, like he
well, that's owes, what he did that.
Yeah. Those yeah. like to me, I don't care that he like had a thing during the Oscars and like did this display. Like I'm not offended. But
I'm offended
if
by
I
that.
Were I'm
why?
Personally
I how are offensive. You why do why is that offensive to you?
It's offensive, I think, to the sanctity of the Oscars, one.
What is but what
Since
is
when do you care
you
about the sanctity
personally?
Of the Oscars?
No, I mean, obviously not like me. Like, I obviously don't care, like, personally. But I'm saying, like,
no, that's what
I think it's an extremely offensive
saying.
Act.
But that's offensive what I'm saying. To I whom? Do not.
I wasn't slapped. Obviously, it's not like that.
I feel really bad for the people who worked on King Richard. And Questlove is, like, a good example. People who really... who were have nothing to do with this situation, but whose own sort of moment of achievement, possibly the biggest one they will have or could have in their careers, are sort of like get a little asterisk next to it. And those are the people who I feel he owes a personal apology to.
Right. Well, that's, I think, what he was saying is that he did reach out to those people. So I'm fine with it. But I do think for Chris Rock, that must have been very embarrassing. For him particularly.
Totally.
Like no one will forget that about him like ever. And I'm sure he will make, he hasn't said anything publicly about it. And I'm sure when he does, it's going to be really.
Didn't he talk about it in his stand up?
No, he like didn't. He said he
said he
like
won't.
Mentioned that he's that no, that he will eventually. He's going to make a lot of money off of this slap. I do believe that. Given him time, but he should, because that was like extremely embarrassing. I could see being like humiliated. You're literally slapped in front of like the entire country and your peers.
Yeah. I think the whole display is pretty humiliating on all parts.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Okay, let's talk about Taylor Swift and her private jet. So after the news, like we talked about this on a previous show, everybody was like mad that Kylie takes her plane for 20 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever. And then she posted that thing about like displaying of wealth. But then someone went and looked up all of like the celebrities' like uses of their PJs. And it turns out that the one who uses it the most is Taylor Swift. She took 170 trips this year.
No, but she didn't take 170
trips. Right, she rents it out. Her plane took 170 trips. She rents it out. But then it didn't help that she was spotted coming off of her plane. And she had a massive like umbrella over her head, which reminiscent of the times when she was carried in a suitcase all over Manhattan. You could only see her legs coming down the stairs. Doop, doop, doop.
I think her argument is legit. That's like saying United, like punishing United for flying. Like, she's renting it. Someone's going to rent it. She's not taking 170 private plane trips on her own. I think it's not comparable, personally.
I have many thoughts on this. And I think number one is that Kris Jenner's the one who came and was like, oh, well, actually, Taylor Swift flies like way more. I feel that like that was fed to somebody. And to be honest, like Taylor Swift's contribution to the world is much more significant than like Kylie Jenner's. So if like Taylor Swift is flying around doing her job, that doesn't bother me nearly as much as Kylie flying to Target for no reason when you could yeah. just drive there. And
I agree.
I personally, it really, really bothers me because it's not just Taylor Swift who's making flights all over the place. And, you know, you have all these celebrities who are flying on their private planes close to as much as she is. And it really generally just bothers me when like environmental or climate situations come down to individual actions, because Taylor Swift, if you have a problem with someone using private planes, then there are laws that you can make to limit the use of private planes. There are laws that you can make to limit carbon emissions on individuals or companies. Like, I don't think it's really fair to point at one individual and say, you do this the most, you do this the worst, when it's like everybody is, it's not up to one individual. It's like this one issue, climate, is the one thing that like one individual cannot make that much of a difference on. And yet people get pointed at for what they're doing the most.
I don't know if it was Kris Jenner, though, that made the list. It's a sustainability marketing firm, Yard, put together the
report. But who was like, let's look at this list?
I think she has more behind
marketing team.
Also, apparently, Chloe liked a post that was like implying that Kris Jenner, like,
yeah, I saw that.
That somewhere, which, I mean, I don't know. That was probably, she was probably just thought it was funny too. But I kind of think, I think it's more like, oh, and I don't know what these people's political stance is on environmentalism, but it's kind of like, it does feel a little hypocritical to be like posting anything about like conservation or the environment or any of that stuff. And again, I don't know. I'm not sure of their histories, but like, I think if you're going to be promoting that, then it looks not great for you.
Honestly, I don't agree with that because I don't think that individuals are, it's not up to individuals to save the planet because they physically can't. Like, it's a collective effort on behalf of governments and corporations that have to limit carbon emissions. Like, even if Taylor Swift was the, if Taylor Swift was the only person emitting this much carbon and the rest of the world was like, had their carbon on lock, this wouldn't be that big of a problem. It's only a problem because she's a famous woman who is easy to like snark on and make comments about. But in reality, like, she's like one of the top working celebrities in the whole world. So like, if she needs the private plane.
You say the top working celebrity.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is. She makes the most.
It's a mix.
I don't think it's one or the other. I don't think it's like, oh, everyone should have no personal responsibility for what they're doing to the planet. Everyone just do your thing and the government will tell you if you have to stop. I don't believe that.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in the grand scheme of things, the way that individuals get blamed and pointed at, when in reality, it's not an individual's responsibility.
Sole responsibility.
You can say that about anything. Why should anyone do anything then?
Most things have laws. You can't
shoot
someone.
Nothing is your sole responsibility.
Okay.
What does anyone do anything?
I mean, I'm just saying. It's like you're saying like no one should be pointed at for doing anything.
But that's why things are regulated. Because individuals need to be individuals and greater entities that have more control over things. Like, why are there regulations on food? Because an individual person can't like control what goes into their food. Like, that's the whole point of regulating anything. But regardless of this bigger
I'm just saying, I think it's a mix.
In general, it's a mix, but I don't think it's Taylor Swift's like problem if she's lending out her plane. It's not like she's the one taking 5 minutes.
I agree with that part of it too. She's not, she's allowed to rent out her plane to whoever's
also
willing to pay for it.
Kim on the Kardashians was like showing off her new like beige plane and taking a flight.
Kylie's taking flights to fucking Target. The fact that Taylor Swift is the conversation here is just, it does scream Kris Jenner to me. It just seems like absurd. And I would say this if it were any individual who's actually like a working person who he's probably using their
plane. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Reason.
How many private plane rides do you think Biden takes a year? Probably a lot.
All of Air his Force plane One. Rides are private.
Yeah, and he probably travels quite frequently.
Yeah, but again, like he's doing something.
Yeah, I have no issue with that. I'm not like, get rid of Air Force One. Make
he's
him fly
never
economy.
Traveling alone. Like Air Force One has a lot of people on that plane.
I'm sure Taylor has a team too, as does Kylie.
Totally. They just also posted like a Christina Aguilera's plane. And she was like, there was like a big, it didn't look like a private plane. It just looked like a lot of people on that plane, like maybe all of her dancers. And they were all like doing a dance in the air.
I'm a little mad at Taylor for being associated with this David O. Russell film after he had like some serious assault allegations. That's my little beef with Taylor. She's in this David O. Russell movie. We don't need to go into the whole thing, but she's going to be in this David O. Russell film, and he had some serious like assault allegations. So that's really my beef with Taylor these days.
Okay, she'll get her. Taylor Swift is not a good actress. I'm gonna throw that.
I don't
out
think
there.
She is either.
So when has she ever acted?
She was in The Giver. She was in Valentine's Day.
I didn't. I don't
good
think
roles. I did think it was so funny
did
when
see
her.
The Giver. It was so bad.
It was so bad. She was particularly bad. She's good at making soundtracks music for movies, but she shouldn't be the one acting in them. So don't worry, Sammy. She's gonna
get hers
when the reviews come out.
Okay, fine. I mean, I don't. It's okay, Taylor. I think that this whole private plane thing is definitely a PR thing.
I just think people should be a little. I think it's okay to be like a little ashamed of your private plane and still have it.
Yeah, I agree.
What annoyed me about Kylie was the blatant like yours or mine, like braggy. Yeah. And the thing, same with Kim, like the braggy nature of it. It's like fly private, be a little discreet, be a little cool. Don't be all uncool. This is like just like
you don't need to post it every
yeah,
time.
Just be like classy about it. Just like
right. That's the other difference. Taylor doesn't like.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's like when someone yes. posts like first class and it's like very intense and you're like just like fly first class and like shut the fuck up. Like no one like
right. No one cool. needs to know.
Yeah, be cool, Luann. No, I agree. I agree. Like stop flaunting it.
It's tacky. I think it's tacky more than anything else.
I also thought it was funny that her like publicist was trying to be like Taylor donates to the Penguins. It's like that's not a defense.
Like the Penguins.
Like she cares about the Penguins. It's like, okay,
she was
same,
the Penguins.
Same
she
thing. Would. It's like the same way I'm like, don't come after her for her private jet.
Don't bring up the Penguins.
Don't use the Penguins as your defense. That's ridiculous. Like, don't try that's to defend ridiculous. Your private jet usage. Be like, yeah, I work a lot and I lend my plane out. And I don't want to have to travel in a suitcase where I, you know, wherever I go. That would be more legitimate to me.
Or don't say anything. Just
Kylie's
be
taking
discreet.
The plane to Target. You're going to yell at me, a working singer and actress?
Yeah.
Taylor is in a suitcase.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
you guys see Chrissy Teigen is pregnant?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Congrats to Chrissy Teigen.
She posted a picture. She said she was nervous to... I really liked her Gucci little underwear thing that she posted. But she said that she was nervous to announce it. Would you have announced it, like, having gone through what she, like, went through the way that she did? Like, would you keep it as quiet as possible for as long as possible? Or, like, would you announce it?
I think I understand her announcing it. I think she's like, I feel excited about this. And if it does, and worst case, it doesn't work out, she's probably going to share that too.
Right.
So I think I get it. I think it's like, she probably has a voice in the back of her head that's like, I shouldn't do this. Like anything that could fall apart, like she'll, you know what I mean? She'll deal with it as it comes. And
yeah, she seems pretty pregnant.
I think maybe there's like other reasons why she felt she had to announce it, like people seeing her and she doesn't want to be blown up by someone else. Like, or she just doesn't want to risk. Maybe she knows she has to go somewhere soon and she's people are going to know. Maybe it's like she feels like she has to because of her recognizable, like she doesn't want to be blown up.
Yeah. And she's excited about it. And she's someone who shares a lot of her personal life. So I think, again, even if something happened, I think you would hear about that anyway as well.
Yeah.
I think she just wants to like avoid being kind of like bullied on the internet, which is kind of her thing.
Right. Well, I'm happy for her.
I did think it was interesting because the last headline I remembered reading about her was that she was like a year sober.
Yeah.
I was like, well, did she? I didn't see that.
This helps explain at least a few months of that.
When did you see that? When did you see that headline?
I don't remember when that headline came out, but I remember reading that she had not had alcohol in a year and she had did like a celebratory post about it. But I wonder how pregnant she was at that time.
Or maybe she was trying to conceive. It does seem like part of the conversation. She was trying to conceive because it did say in this post that she was like, the last few years have been a blur of emotions to say the least, but joy has filled our home and hearts again. 1 billion shots later in the leg lately, as you can see, she has big bruises on her thigh. I assume from
so she did IVF.
Yeah. Oh,
she said that she was sober for 1 year on July 18th. So like, very recently.
So she was probably doing like, she was probably being sober in like preparation to have a baby. And
she was probably pregnant as well. Yeah.
She said she wanted to be sober for other reasons. She said she wanted to be sober because she like didn't like the way she acted on alcohol.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I'm just saying, I just thought it was interesting knowing now that she's pregnant, that she said that she was sober for a year in July and like, probably like 4 or 5 months of it was.
Did she say how pregnant is she? Did she say?
She didn't say, but she looks pregnant.
She looks. I would put her at
5 months, maybe more,
depending on how she carries. You know?
She said, "Okay, phew, it's been very hard keeping this in for so long." So,
5 months long.
Yeah, 5 months is so long. So that's really that on that. But let's talk about some Jaflek again because it's my favorite topic.
Should we quickly talk about Beyonce and then
we'll end on Jaflek. Did you like the album? What are the jams? I haven't like fully listened to the whole thing yet.
I don't have favorites, but I really because I really like the whole thing. I only listened to it's like, it, very like once through.
Is it as good as Lemonade? Fun.
It's different.
It's different.
This is more like fun. Overall,
it's like pops. It's like pop, dancey,
very energetic sounding. Go listen, you know, it's like bops, like you said.
I haven't really cool picked, jams. I don't really have a favorite song just because this isn't like my favorite type of music.
I haven't listened enough times to have a favorite yet.
Right.
But I really, I just think
it's the amount of times that the radio has played the single. What's that one called?
Break My Soul.
Oh, that one I've heard.
Yeah, Break My Soul. Like, it's, I can't not like it because it's just been played in my head without my choice so many times. And I'll break my soul.
Yeah. That one's like fine.
That's what I mean.
I think Lemonade is was more like, again, I have not analyzed the lyrics, but it had more
depth.
I don't want to, because I haven't analyzed this one closely enough to say depth, but it like had more drama to it.
It gave me more emotion.
Oh my God. I want that. And it came with that whole visual album on HBO. And I was like,
so good.
I don't know. All those songs are also so good. I think about that album a lot. I don't know why.
Like when the I have a guess. One when she's like beating the car, like when she's in the yellow outfit. Ugh, that's like literally so iconic.
Like very iconic. And the songs were like really,
they were
really
emotional.
Good.
That's like what I'm saying. Whole... Like it drew emotion from you. Yeah. Like I remember like wanting to cry during the one where she's like with Jay-Z and it was just like about their relationship, like that one made me like tear.
Okay, well, your husband cheating on you makes a great album, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's the only album I ever listened to like chronologically in the order that she like had it out, probably because it was the visual.
Because of the visuals, thing. I think it like told a story. It was a really good, iconic album.
This one felt like fun.
Well, so also she's like getting some backlash lighter. Over lyrics, and she's like removing lyrics.
Yeah.
And the latest thing was that like Monica Lewinsky came out and was like, hey, Beyonce, please, you need to remove a lyric where my name is mentioned in your song Partition. But like Partition's not even part of this album. It's like from 2013. And the lyric is like she Monica Lewinsky'd
all over my gown.
All over my gown. Like, yeah. And so like, it seems as if Monica Lewinsky just heard the song.
It really should. She Bill Clinton all over my gown in reality. Like that's what the lyrics should be.
It's
that's
so true. Crazy. That is what he did. Like a scandal. Did you watch the show?
Oh, I did.
Was it good?
I watched the one with Beanie Feldstein.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah. I just watched it actually recently. I think because it just came out on Hulu and it was on originally aired on a channel I didn't have.
FX.
And I thought it was really good, and I thought the most interesting part was, like, obviously, like, the relationship dynamic between, like, her and Bill Clinton, and just also just the fact that she was, like, calling her, like, old-ass coworker to tell her all about her, like, affair with the president, but, like, in a way that, like, you would talk in a sorority, like, in, like, that sort of, like, train of thought type thing, and you're called, like, just the idea that you would have, like, a 50-something-year-old divorced coworker, and that's who you're telling it all to, was to me like the most interesting, weird part.
I have to watch it.
The portrayal of it is so different than I think the simplicity with which it was portrayed back in the day.
How old were we when that happened? What year was that?
It was 1997, 1998, and we were like
In elementary school.
Yeah, we were fourth grade.
It's and like you hear about blowjobs in fourth grade, like because of the president. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, I didn't even hear about the cigar till I was much older, frankly.
I didn't remember hearing.
Wait, what? I didn't know what about a cigar?
That he put a cigar in her vagina.
I don't know about that.
Well, watch the show.
You
just
found out today. You'll find out about it.
I didn't learn about that part till I was much older, yeah.
It made me not like Bill Clinton.
Me too, yeah.
And you also made me feel a little certain type of way about Hillary, like a little better, a little worse. You know?
Yeah. So neutral.
No, like slightly, maybe like slightly worse, just slightly.
I kind of feel, I think, better about her. Well, honestly, I don't know.
She just seems to like cover his ass quite a bit.
That's the thing with like political relationships.
It's also 1998. Well, it's like a different.
I know. I didn't really buy. I like, what did you think of what's her name in that role?
Sarah Paulson.
Carmella.
Oh.
Sarah Paulson was incredible. Like,
who did she play?
She was the best.
Literature. I didn't even recognize her for two episodes.
Yeah. I think the best acting she was, in that.
I need to watch it.
She was Linda
Tripp.
What
the fuck is her name?
Linda.
Linda Tripp, yes.
Sarah Paulson and Beanie were the best. I remember thinking that the Clintons were not as Clinton-y as I wanted. Mm-hmm. I thought Clive Owen was like bad, frankly.
It was weird.
I think he didn't do.
Who does he play?
Bill Clinton's like gregarious. Oh, he plays Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's like gregarious and like ready to hit on anyone who moves. And he plays him like very reserved and quiet, which is not, I think, what Bill Clinton is like reputationally like.
He plays him a little bit more like almost president-y. Victim-y.
Yeah. You
know, like almost like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, she seduced me.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think she was like that. But the fact is that the dynamic was like not.
Power dynamic.
That like he was the one who's supposed to be like, no, you know?
Right.
And also,
he cheats all the time. So, like, I think that's another element of it that you see is like he has all these people who accuse him of doing all this stuff, including the woman who accuses him of like raping her, which is like, I didn't know that he was, I didn't know until I watched this that he was accused and maybe potentially did rape
when he was
someone.
A governor.
That's a really big deal. Like, how do we not know that?
It was a thing. It was definitely.
Do you think Bill and Hillary watched it?
Yes, I do. I think they watched it separately.
Like the royals, how they watched the queen.
Yeah,
what is the show called?
The Crown.
The Crown.
I think they watched it, but separately. I think they do everything separately.
Well, yeah, they don't. They don't hang out for sure.
One line I really liked was when he cheats on her and they're going to their friends for like the dinner party. And he tells the story about like when he just won the presidency and they're like driving around wherever they're from, whatever town they like lived in. And they like, they basically go to a gas station and the gas station attendant is like, because it's their hometown, like Hillary's ex-boyfriend or something like that. And then they get back in the car and Bill's telling the story about how, again, I don't know if this is a made up or real story. Bill's telling the story about how he says like, oh, aren't you happy? Like you're married to like the president instead of that guy. And Hillary goes, if I was married to that guy, he would be the president.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love that line. I thought it was good. Like, so good.
And I do believe that is sort of like the essential rub in their relationship is that she's just like, fuck, why am I the woman here? When I'm the one who's so much better than this cheating asshole. Like that's kind of, if I were her, I just could never fucking get past that. But just back to the lyric for a second. I kind of like see Monica Lewinsky's point. I do. If I'm Monica Lewinsky, I'm like deeply offended that people are going to hear this song for in this very famous song forever. And people are going to have questions. Who's Monica Lewinsky? What does it mean? Monica Lewinsky, like all over my gown. When in reality, it's again, it's Bill Clinton who did the thing all over the gown. And it just seems so I jizzed. Get why she's jizzed. I see why she's why she wants that. But then there's part of me that's like, okay, well, are we going to go back and change every name that's called out in every song?
Right.
Because there's so many of those. So, but then it's up to Beyonce.
So Monica Lewinsky, so she asked, she hasn't responded to that yet, but she took out two other things that were offensive
I just don't think Monica Lewinsky, I disagree with you, Sammy. Like all these artists always, okay, think of like Eminem's song. Like,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm talking
up like, you know, Christina Aguilera and Fred Durst, whatever, like all this stuff. Like, they bring up like people's names and like, I just, I don't know.
I think it would be, maybe I understand going that, forward, but in this situation,
don't do it. Take somebody's name, but like moving backwards. I can see
both. But in this situation, I think that like fundamentally what I think. The difference between like just random mentions is that like a lot of times those people are proud to be mentioned in a song or it's like accurate or it's not alluding to something that our understanding of it has changed. Like in reality, this was a case of like workplace sexual harassment. Like Monica Lewinsky got like – she couldn't have a life for – and she still – I think now she's like more recovered. But she couldn't have a life for like 25 years because of this. Right. So like – I think Beyonce could do her a solid and like change the lyric.
I understand not proactively going back and changing all this stuff, but I think if someone asks, like anyone like that, you know what I mean?
Okay,
anyone asks
fine.
You, and if you, it's like if you would ask me to take out anything about something that someone.
Right, the song already came out.
Like, why do you care? Like, just take it out. No, it doesn't, it's not that good of a lyric that you're like, must stay.
Change it back to, change it to Bill Clinton.
It would make, it would be such a great headline if she changed it to Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton. That is what happened.
Yeah
I think it doesn't quite work with the syllables, but I think she's an artist. She can fix it herself. She can work with that.
She can figure it out.
Should we, or someone on her team can? She's already in the editing
while she's in there. Can you just scrub out,
just do a little, you know, she's already in there.
Let's end on my personal favorite topic, which is Jeff Lek. They are apparently planning a wedding reception in the exact same like place that they were supposed to have had their wedding 20 years ago, which they called off and all that stuff.
You know what? This annoys me.
Me too.
I'm annoyed about it because I was all like, oh, like their love is pure. They just went to Vegas. They don't care about any of that shit. And now it's like, you're going to redo the wedding that happened right before you broke up and ended your engagement. Like, why would you do that? Except for to like create a headline. Like, don't make it weird.
Totally
be cool.
I totally agree. It's like if they had made this the wedding instead of Vegas, sure. Like, then that's your wedding. It just feels like, to your point, they went on this, Aileen's point, like 2 weeks ago or whatever. Like, they went on this honeymoon where they're like, they have all this paparazzi after having this like low-key sort of wedding in Vegas. And now they're actually just going to have a huge wedding. It's like if they had said that in the beginning, been like, well, actually, this is just like our quickie before our big one. The whole thing, it just feels like they're trying to build more and more moments for themselves. Yeah. And it does give a movie is going to come out where Affleck's going to direct her. And
they're
then
annoying
in 5 years, they're going to break up.
I heard also Ben Affleck might be like Batman again. So like, there's just things.
Wasn't he famously a very bad Batman?
Yeah. But then Robert Pattinson was like, fine. The movie was fine. I didn't love it. I much prefer Ben now.
There are
now
other
seeing him. Yeah, well, I don't know. There's no one. I mean, there are better. Previous to, who's my favorite? Christian Bale. Christian
yes.
Bale is just
I think he's
so
my favorite as
good.
Well.
And also the movie, The Dark Knight, was just
best
the
movie.
Best movie.
That's
the only movie I've really like watched fully.
So I've watched it so many times.
It's really
But anyway, Ben Affleck. Also, there's more pictures of him. They're back from their honeymoon, I guess. Or there's more pictures of him taking photos with like celebrities. Not celebrities. With
fans.
Excuse me, with fans.
Holding a cigarette
and, like,
behind his back.
No, his Juul. He's holding his, he's vaping.
Is it a Juul? Oh, I thought it was a cigarette.
It's a vape. And he like vapes in between like pictures. And he like does, he's just like, he just doesn't seem like, he clearly hates being public.
He's a little down.
No. I think he clearly does not like the public eye. But it's funny because J-Lo loves it. And so, I don't know. And I also saw a picture. You know the pictures that where he was napping? Like that people caught him napping on that boat on the honeymoon?
Yes.
There were
crazy who naps on their honeymoon.
He fell asleep on a chair and like people caught it. But if you find more photos of it. No, but it was just like funny. Like he has his mouth open, like napping.
Yeah.
And you keep looking at more. I found like the rest of the series of the photos, and there's his daughter who looks a lot like the other, like Jennifer Garner, comes up to him and like wakes him up by hugging him. And it was actually a very sweet moment. And I was just like, this is the wholesome content we need, not like fucking Ben like snoring on a net on a thing. But anyway. I just feel like he's like a misunderstood man.
I agree.
Yeah. Like Britney, I think there's a lot more going on behind
he's
the
misunderstood.
Scenes than we know about.
I wonder if you put like a moratorium on like celebrity attention for a year, what would happen to them in that year? And like, how would they be different at the end of the year? Like, I feel like it's almost impossible for them to process their own lives.
I was thinking about that the other day or yesterday when I did a deep dive on Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and their kids and how they're doing. And Maddox is like 20 years old and the twins are 14 and like you barely hear anything about them. Angelina Jolie like almost posts absolutely nothing about them, but she did post that Zahara is going to Spelman College.
She announced her college. Yeah. I saw, and Ben is promoting that movie Bullet
you mean
Train.
Brad?
Or guys, everyone's named with a B. Brad is promoting the movie and I saw like him being interviewed. And then they asked him about like, oh, how did you prepare? And he's like, I didn't. I'm the one who's getting beat up in this movie. So there's not much to prepare. And then he's like, how do you feel about like your daughter announcing college? And he like gets sad. Like you could see him. He's like, that's really just like such a beautiful thing. Like it was really sad. Kind of.
They're
like
so low key.
See too. His reaction. Well, because there's so much weird. There's like the divorce drama with them.
But even before that, I feel like you just never really heard or saw that much about like either. Like Angelina Jolie has like, I have no idea what she's been up to for the past 7 years.
She's being pictured
a lot. I feel like
because
she's international. I feel like it's because they like move more internationally and like. Maybe.
She gets photographed a bunch now and she did bring
publicly?
Her kids.
Or like at a red carpet.
At a red carpet. No.
At a red carpet. That's what I'm saying. Carpet. Like I never, you never see like. Her sleeping
paparazzi's,
on a boat.
Yeah.
On a yacht right. or something even.
Right. Yeah. Like the difference is interesting. But then there was also like going back to Jaffleck, there was a video of them like arriving at the airport and like Ben is on the outside, like closer to the paparazzi and you can see him like kind of waving. And then there's like a moment where he's smiling and then he just stops smiling, sort of like that, like, you know, he's putting on an act and then he like just clenches his jaw and just like, fuck this, like kind of like feeling. And I wasn't sure if it was, and then they're holding hands too. Wasn't sure again if it's like feeding my theory or are they in love? Like, I don't know.
Should we free Ben? Hashtag free Ben.
Free Ben.
Oh, who are we sending to the Cayman Islands to sell timeshares on
Will Smith.
Delta Comfort?
We've got Will Smith. We've got
Taylor Swift. We've got
Kris Jenner.
She could take her private jet.
Yeah, to the Caymans.
No, she has to fly Delta Comfort Plus. That was the part of the whole thing.
Who did we talk about today? Beyonce, Monica Lewinsky, Jaffleck, Will Smith, Brittany, Sam Asghari.
We could send, let's not send Sam because I don't know what he's up to. And I would like to see him go back to selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands where he might be if not for meeting Britney Spears.
Yeah, let's give him like a little taste if he treats Britney poorly.
Okay.
Delta Comfort Plus, Sam.
I'm down to see it.
Not even priority boarding.
Yeah, nope. No premium select on this flight.
You could take pictures of that shit if you want.
No clear, no TSA pre.
No lounge access.
You got to go to Margaritaville.
Exactly.
I think that is it for this week's Betches podcast. Follow me at Sammy.
I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Aileen. Be sure to give us a rating, 5 stars. Please leave us a review. We love to see those reviews. Thank you so much. And you can follow the show on Apple or Spotify. And we'll talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.